From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Official says no asylum for Syrian leader. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Tuesday that Russia has not asked Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down and has not offered him political asylum. His comments at a news conference came as the United Nations prepared for a new round of Syrian peace talks set to begin Friday in Geneva. Russian President Vladimir Putin called for the country to improve anti-corruption measures just hours after a BBC documentary reported his estimated personal fortune at close to $40 billion. The Kremlin dismissed it as a total fabrication. Came from comments from U.S. Treasury official who told the BBC that Mr. Putin was, in his words, a picture of corruption. The highest court in the Central African Republic has annulled last month's legislative elections. The court also confirmed that two former prime ministers will face a runoff vote for the presidency. The nation's constitutional court ruled late Monday that the first round legislative vote on December 30th was marred by numerous irregularities. The European Commission said Tuesday it was not ruling out allowing member states to reintroduce border controls for up to 2 years. To cope with the migration crisis, the European Union interior ministers Monday asked the Commission to consider the extension of border checks. The member states of the 26-country Schengen zone would be required to inform the Commission about their security concerns. The Commission would review the request before approving the reintroduction of controls. This is VOA News. Denmark's parliament passed a package of measures Tuesday to deter refugees from seeking asylum in the country. The so-called jewelry bill, passed by an overwhelming majority, includes delaying family reunifications for 3 years and confiscating migrants' valuables. Marcus Knuth is a Danish government spokesman.
This legislation has support from more than three-quarters of parliament because it is an absolutely, unfortunately, necessary measure to try to put Denmark slightly more at par with the other European countries so that we are not one of the countries that continues to receive by far, compared to our size, the most asylum seekers.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and other international organizations condemned the bill as inconsistent with the European Union policies. The United Nations Children's Fund is appealing for $2.8 billion to protect and assist some 43 million children around the world caught up in humanitarian emergencies. Lisa Schlein reports.
This year's appeal from UNICEF is slightly lower than last year's, when the Ebola epidemic in West Africa required a sizable chunk of the money designated for humanitarian emergencies around the world. For the first time ever, UNICEF says the largest portion of the appeal, 25%, is going toward educating children in emergencies. The agency says it plans to provide education for more than 8 million children this year. 5 million of them will be Syrian children inside the country or living as refugees in countries nearby. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Pope Francis is urging Iran to promote peace in the Middle East and help halt the spread of terrorism and weapons trafficking. The Pope made the appeal during a 40-minute closed-door meeting with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani at the Vatican Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is expected to use his current trip to Beijing to urge the Chinese government to put pressure on North Korea to stop its nuclear tests. Thailand's prime minister says a general election will be held in 2017, even if a proposed constitution is rejected by voters in a referendum later this year. A survey of economists by the financial news network CNBC finds the experts are thinking that the U.S. Central Bank is not likely to raise interest rates at this time and may delay expected rate hikes for a while. The latest public opinion survey shows businessman Donald Trump and Senator Ted Cruz in a virtual dead heat in the crucial Midwestern U.S. state of Iowa. The Quinnipiac poll shows Trump with 31% support among Republican voters likely to participate in next Monday's caucuses in Iowa. Cruz has 29%. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.